Nature testifies of a master artist and designer. August 21. Day unto day utters speech, and night unto night reveals knowledge. There is no speech nor language where their voice is not heard. NKJV. The things of nature that we now behold give us but a faint conception of Eden's glory. Sin has marred earth's beauty. On all things may be seen traces of the work of evil. Yet much that is beautiful remains. Nature testifies that one infinite in power, great in goodness, mercy, and love, created the earth, and filled it with life and gladness. Even in their blighted state, all things reveal the handiwork of the great master artist. Wherever we turn, we may hear the voice of God, and see evidences of his goodness. From the solemn roll of the deep-toned thunder and old ocean's ceaseless roar, to the glad songs that make the forests vocal with melody, nature's 10,000 voices speak his praise. In earth and sea and sky, with their marvelous tint and color, varying in gorgeous contrast or blended in harmony, we behold his glory. The everlasting hills tell us of his power. The trees that wave their green banners in the sunlight, and the flowers in their delicate beauty, point to their Creator. The living green that carpets the brown earth tells of God's care for the humblest of his creatures. The caves of the sea and the depths of the earth reveal his treasures. He who placed the pearls in the ocean and the amethyst and chrysolite among the rocks is a lover of the beautiful. The sun rising in the heavens is a representative of him who is the life and light of all that he has made. All the brightness and beauty that adorn the earth and light up the heavens speak of God. All things tell of his tender, fatherly care and of his desire to make his children happy. The mighty power that works through all nature and sustains all things is not, as some proponents of science represent, merely an all-pervading principle, an actuating energy. God is a spirit, yet he is a personal being. For so he has revealed himself, the Lord is the true God, he is the living God, and an everlasting King. God's handiwork in nature is not God himself in nature. The things of nature are an expression of God's character and power, but we are not to regard nature as God. The artistic skill of human beings produces very beautiful workmanship, things that delight the eye. And these things reveal to us something of the thought of the designer, but the thing made is not the maker. It is not the work, but the workman, that is counted worthy of honor. So while nature is an expression of God's thought, it is not nature, but the God of nature, that is to be exalted.